What's up, everybody? Hope you guys are doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven Today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day on this incredible Thursday. And we are going to jump in and call this one the Anchor of Peace. If you don't know, we're going through the actual devotional, Engaging Heaven Today devotional. So pick it up, read with us every day as we share our thoughts. There will be an audio book, but this will be a little different because you're going to hear every single day our thoughts. So today, though, we're talking about Anchor of Peace. And the scripture today is Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which says, "We have this certain hope like a strong, unbreakable anchor, holding our hearts to God himself. Our anchor of hope is fastened to the mercy seat in the heavenly realm beyond the sacred threshold." Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19. To serve God, we must expect to encounter mystery, not the mystery of how everything's going to turn out, but the mystery of how God's going to go about it. God is always good, and in the good times and the bad times, and in the bad times, they play a role in his plans as well. Our faith shouldn't change with our circumstances, since God's goodness doesn't change. Faith is not on a meter. It doesn't peak when things are great or plummet when things are challenging. Faith anchors us and gives us peace in the middle of the storms, because it knows with all certainty that God is still good. That is what faith is. Learn how to hear the voice of God so that you'll always have an anchor of peace. No matter what goes on in your life, the storms can't move us. No matter what offense, no matter what hurt, no matter what happens. So you have an anchor of peace inside of you. Final thought is, when life feels overwhelming and everyone seems like they're going adrift, anchor yourself in the Word of God and find peace that this world doesn't know. Peace is essential. If we're going to overcome in this life and we're going to live the life that God's called us to live, we have to have peace. You know, peace is not a temporal thing. It's an eternal anchor inside of us. I was watching on Sunday, Pastor Bill Johnson, you know, 3 days it really was, after his beloved wife died of cancer. You know, he opened up his message. Everybody's all ears. You know, this is the man that declared a cancer-free zone in Reading, and, you know, and here his wife dies, right? And like his first two lines just rocks you. Days after losing his wife, he basically says he wouldn't become a backslider and try to somehow think that this would not be God's goodness. You know, it's incredible because he preached his whole life to us that God's not on trial and that we've got to embrace mystery. A lot of the values we talk and preach about ourselves, right? And here he is being the greatest example. Peace doesn't mean you're going to understand. But what we will understand is it doesn't change his goodness, what goes on in our life. God is good, period. His love is more than enough, period. And we've got to have an anchor. And so, you know, the Bible says in Romans 5, Abraham, against all hope, in hope he believed. Well, what does that mean? That means that there's two hopes here. There's a hope that's just some earthly wish that'll never really come to pass. And then there's an anchor of hope. Right? There's a biblical hope, which is translated joyful anticipation of good. What hope are you holding on to? What is the anchor of your soul? What is that hope that you're believing for? Hope is incredible. It's contagious. God wants us to be ambassadors of hope and prophets of hope. And truthfully, today, there's not a lot of hope on the planet. It's a very hopeless world that we live in. And I believe that if you love the Lord and you're a child of the King, we better be the most hope-filled people on the planet, because God's goodness, I'm going to say it again, isn't just hinged on things going good in your life. God's not good just if things you feel like are happening. Yes, we are conditioned when you get a gift to say thank you. Who doesn't? Thank you so much. Oh, thank you so much. Man, thank you. Like, we're all conditioned to say thank you when we receive something. But in faith, we're required to say thanks when we're not seeing it. That's what faith is. And so when you don't feel like it's happening, when you're not sure, can you still stand and say, Father, you're good. Lord, we trust you. Father, right now we may not see what we think should be happening, but we just know that you're good. And we're going to put this anchor of hope in our soul, because as his children, we don't live like everybody else. You know, I'm even being in Hawaii. It's like, it reminds me of New York City. A lot of masks, a lot of people scared, a lot of fear of the flu. Man, that's our hope's different, ladies and gentlemen. Our hope is in Christ. Our hope is in faith. Our hope is in, like, the Word of God. Like, we're not running around scared of a flu. We're not running around, like, wondering what's going to happen in our future. Like, when you love him, your future's already in his hands. We have to consider him faithful. We have to give thanks. We have to constantly live in a place of wonder and awe, because that's what he's requiring. And so today, I'm reminded of the scripture with Sarah. It said, when she considered God faithful, she bore a son. Man, today, consider him faithful. Give thanks. Just thank him for even if you need to find anything in your life to give him thanks, give him thanks today. Because I believe that is how you establish and secure the anchor of your soul. It's continually giving thanks, continually honoring him, continually realizing that he's that good. And no matter what goes on in your life, we saw that as an example from Pastor Bill this week. No matter what goes on in your life, it doesn't change his goodness. He is good whether you see it yet. He's good whether you feel it yet. Whether you've had the manifestation of your healing, he's still your healer. Whether you've had the ram in the thicket financially, he's still your provider. It doesn't change who he is. So we might as well thank him for it and stand on his word in a different way. That's it for today. We love you guys. As always, we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for rocking with Engage Heaven today. I'm out.